Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're starting things out with a guest tonight. It is Jim Babka, our friend from downsizedc.org. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good, sir.
So what's the latest over there at Downsize DC?
Well, we've got a couple new campaigns. I think the one that's kind of the most pressing at the moment, because it could actually happen, is dealing with the Spectre Cheney compromise on wiretaps. Basically, the Bush administration is claiming that the very easy rules that they have for being able to prowl around in the Internet for you or listen in your phone calls or search any of your records.
When you say easy rules, you mean the secret courts that they can just go to and get a rubber stamp, right?
FISA, I call it the speed bump. 99% of the applications that are made to it are approved, and in some cases, very broadly approved. Mm. They're given kind of a blank check. They can do basically pretty much anything they want once FISA tells them it's okay.
But you're saying they're saying that's not good enough?
Yes, they need to be able to bend the rules. In fact, Michael Chertoff, who is the Homeland Security Director, basically came out and said it after last weekend's, or I should say weekend before last, terror arrest that happened in Great Britain. That he tried to put out the implication just a couple days after those arrests that Great Britain was able to make those arrests because they bent rules or didn't have to follow rules that we have to follow in the United States.
Yeah, we reported on that. It was essentially a bunch of hand-wringing by him and his cronies up there saying that, well, Britain's so much more, they've got so much more leeway. What were some of the terms that they'd used, Mark? They were really peppering it with flowery language. It was amazing.
They had a lot more latitude. You know, it was much more flexible rules.
Flexible, latitude. What they were talking about, of course, is destroying freedom and liberty and giving us more of this big security state that we have.
Well, and this is a real push. There was a guy on C-SPAN's Washington Journal Thursday morning from the Reagan administration. He'd been in the Justice Department, who is now out there campaigning. I don't remember the guy's name. I'd never seen him before. Mm. Who is now out there campaigning, saying that our standard of probable cause is too high. They should be able to look at anything that has a reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, that's right. We came here a couple hundred years ago so we could be more like Britain. Amazing.
So we've got a campaign up about this. It's called No Warrant, No Search, and we're encouraging people to send messages about this. It's urgent that they do so because Senator Spector, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has said that when they reconvene, this is his highest priority. He tried to get this through right before the break, and because of public pressure, he wasn't able to get a quorum in the Judiciary Committee to actually hold the vote. He tried to reset it up in a separate room and still couldn't get enough senators to come and attend, and the reason is that they didn't want to vote for it. They knew too many public eyes were watching at that point, and, you know, we have to keep an eye on them, otherwise they're going to keep an eye on us. So that's No Warrant, No Search over at downsizedc.org.
So No Warrant, No Search is to encourage people to oppose this new plan to loosen the restrictions on the warrantless wiretapping.
Yeah, you know, I wish we could go further at this point. There's really no plausible way to do so at this moment, but I wish we could go further because this FISA court is, in my opinion, unconstitutional, and I'm not alone in that opinion.
No doubt about it.
And it is a speed bump. That's all it is.
Right. In of itself, it's scary, and they want to do away with that.
Yep.
They want to do away with that. So, you know, the last little, you know, tissue paper protection that we have, they want to remove.
Now, Jim, for those of our listeners that are brand new to downsizedc.org, what is it that they're doing? I mean, why are we inviting them to downsizedc.org? How do they take action?
Wonderful question. Thank you for asking. Downsizedc.org gives citizens the opportunity to communicate with their legislators. We've made it so easy because we provide the information there about the campaign, and they can find out whatever it is, you know, get some background about the issue. And then real simply, they can put in their contact information, register with the system. You only have to register once. You choose an easy-to-remember password. The system will then tell you who your representative and two senators are, and you can send a personalized message simultaneously to all three of them, telling them where you stand on the issue. And we do this all at downsizedc.org. If they choose the easy-to-use password, it's simpler than sending an email.
It really is.
It really is.
The only time you'll really ever have to spend is signing up for the very first time is signing up for your account at downsizedc.org. Once you've signed up for the account, then it's just a matter of putting in your name and password every time you go there, clicking a couple buttons, and bam, you've contacted your senators, you've contacted your representatives. I mean, it is so easy, and of course, the best part is it's totally free. You guys are just performing a fantastic service over there, and once you get signed up, you get on the Downsized DC dispatch list, which will kind of keep you up to date. You send out periodic updates, usually a few times a week, just kind of letting people know what the status of certain campaigns are and what's coming up. And, of course, we also love having you on the show to clue us in as well to let us know what's going on over there.
Thank you.
So we've got the freshest issue, which is this opposition to the loosening of the FISA courts. That's up there at downsizedc.org right now. What else is going on as we speak here, Jim?
Well, we've launched a campaign that's a little bit more controversial, but I encourage people who really care about the future of their liberties, that want to keep gas prices at the wonderful low prices that we have today, to check out the Stop the War for Terror campaign. We're concerned about the drive or the push to bomb Iran.
Wait, slow down a second there, Jim. Slow down. The war for terror?
The war for terror. That's right, because, you know, government has this habit. It was identified by Robert Higgs in his book, Crisis and Leviathan, that government creates crises or gets or receives a crisis, and it's their benefit. They get excited about this because they get to step forward, be the hero, save the day, solve the problem.
Mm.
But inevitably, their solutions end up creating more problems. And, you know, we have now a huge problem with terrorism and a fear of terrorism, and we're over there basically creating recruitment campaigns for terrorism. You know, the way I would explain this is if somebody came into your neighborhood, if another military from another country came in your neighborhood and started shooting up the place or even just patrolled the streets and bombed occasionally, and it was your neighbor or your brother or your son that was killed as a result of those activities, you wouldn't just say, oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was collateral damage, you know. You would
Thanks
probably
for
be
liberating
upset about
me.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. You would probably be upset about it, and you're not really any better off once you're dead. So
no.
What we're saying is that this campaign has actually created enmity towards the United States all around the world, particularly in these Middle Eastern countries that are starting to resent what our government's doing. And this drive now with Iran is primed to make the whole situation worse. It's primed to make our situation at the pump much worse. It's trying to make the inflation much worse.
It's obvious we attack Iraq and the gas prices go up. I mean, how high are they going to be after we attack Iran?
Amazing.
Exactly.
And how have the
exactly.
American people really benefited from this war on terror thing that they're, you know,
we're
foisting off
now,
on
us? We're safe now, Mark. We're safe. We're attacking the terrorists.
I don't feel any safer.
Well, exactly. As Jim's pointing out, we're not doing anything to make anyone safer. We're putting ourselves at more risk, and hence that's why you're calling it the war for terror.
Right, and you know, it should be observed that all the countries in the world that have developed nuclear weapons, none of them, except for the United States, has ever used an atomic bomb or a nuclear weapon on another country.
Yep.
Having those weapons has proved to be a deterrent from war actually happening. And the idea that Iran is going to, you know, really, you know, try to take us on the second they get those weapons, I think is a little suspect.
It's ludicrous.
You know, we should keep our weapons, and we should be clear to them that if they attack us, there's going to be a tremendous penalty to be paid. That's what a federal government's for. They're supposed to provide for our defense.
You know, in regards to Iran, I saw this. I didn't see the actual segment, but I saw a summary of I think it was Mike Wallace from CBS News, or from 60 Minutes, rather, that was interviewing the president of Iran. And essentially, this guy told Mike Wallace, look, just leave us alone. Get out of here, and everything will be fine. He pointed out that everyone is hating America because of what they're doing. Just leave. Go home. It's so simple.
Well, and we have made the situation worse over there, too. You know, you remember, I'm sure, Ian, that we set up a site called Truth About War back before the Iraq attack occurred. And we pointed out there, one of the things that we said was likely to happen was there was going to be a division between groups in that country, between Shia and Kurds and Sunni, and that the Shia were the dominant force if with Saddam Hussein out of the way. And that's exactly what has begun to happen. And now we're finding that weapons may have potentially been delivered from Iran, through Iraq, through Syria, on into Lebanon. and created some of the crisis that that's going on with Hezbollah right now. We have destabilized that region, and we have created a breeding ground, basically, for terrorist activity.
And the longer we stay there, the more hornets we're going to be stirring up. Jim Babka, hang on. I'm going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, now would be the time to dial in with that. On the way, we're going to find out what else they're up to and what's in the near future for DownsizedDC.org. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 120,000 posts for you. Over 1,200 people are interacting. It's a lot of fun. You'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's free, of course. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. As we return to Jim Babka from downsizeddc.org, giving us our monthly update as to what's going on there over at Downsize DC. In case you are just tuning in, downsizeddc.org is a very easy-to-use tool on the Internet that you can go to, sign up for a free account, and then you can use it from then on to email your representatives, your senators, your representatives, about various different freedom-oriented issues. And Downsize DC, I mean, Jim, you've got so many different issues there. There's always, of course, new ones that are being added. You can pick and choose. I mean, maybe you don't agree with everything that's on downsizeddc.org, but if you are someone who is of a smaller government mindset in general, I think you're going to find a lot that you do agree with, and I think you're absolutely going to want to get involved.
Yeah, most people, Ian, believe that the federal government is too big, regardless of where they're at on the political spectrum. And the issues there, there's really something for everybody to choose from. And you don't have to, nobody's putting a gun in your head, unlike the government. You don't have to, you don't have to send messages on all of them. You choose the ones that matter to you and send a message on those. And so we give people that variety.
Excellent. So what? So we already went over a couple of the current campaigns, and you can always find those right there on the front page of downsizeddc.org. But what's on the way for Downsize DC? What's coming soon?
You know, we've got a lot of things that we're working on in the background, not all of which I'm able to talk about yet. But, you know, one thing that we have kind of been kind of open and public about is that we're trying to raise establish our capital funding base right now. And we have said that when we complete that project, and we are making good progress on that, that we will launch another bill to complement our Read the Bills Act and our Right the Laws bill. And that's going to be called One Subject at a Time. Some bills in Congress are as tall as a man, as one person put it.
Yeah.
And we think that they ought to be limited. The vote swapping that goes on between congressmen and the influence peddling and the insertion of pork at the last minute in conference committees has to come to a halt. And there seems to be some support. There may even be some interest on Capitol Hill. We've heard from two Democratic congressional offices that they think they need a single subject bill up there to stop the insertion of pork and other, you know, just totally disconnected things. You know, Congress has a practice, as you guys know, called log rolling. And in this, basically, they take a very popular proposal, and they go ahead and they mix an unpopular proposal in with it because they know the popular proposal absolutely is going to pass. This is how we got the Real ID Act.
Yep.
And so we're simply saying, look, you know, one subject at a time. You just deal with one thing at a time. You know, you keep your bill shorter and keep it focused and direct. And let the unpopular proposals, all the pork projects and the vote swapping, stand on their own 2 feet.
Absolutely.
You know, it keeps them from sticking things in that don't belong there, like, you know, an extra few million dollars for a bridge here and there inside of a bill that, you know, the American people want.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite one was Congressman Jerry Lewis, who is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, allocating in three successive years $250,000, $250,000, and $500,000 for a swimming pool in one community.
One swimming pool?
One swimming pool.
$1 million swimming pool?
$1 million swimming pool. It must be impressive.
It really must be.
In his district.
It must look like that swimming pool I saw at the Hearst Castle with little blue marble squares all around it,
coated in gold.
It might as well have been. I mean, it was really nice swimming pool, and this one must be just as impressive.
The problem is we don't usually find out about these things until long after, 6 months or a year after these bills pass.
How about emergency appropriations bills like with Katrina and other disasters where the federal government says, we need to help people, we need an emergency appropriations bill, and then they just throw every single bit of pork that you can possibly imagine into it?
Yeah, and those, you remember those cards that they passed out, those debit cards that people are going to be able to take in and buy the things that they need.
Right, after Katrina.
And the list of things that, you know, Girls Gone Wild videos have been purchased with those things.
Right.
Dom Perignon champagne was purchased with those things. You know, these are real necessities of life. I sit with a bottle of Dom Perignon every night and watch Girls Gone Wild.
Wow.
Couldn't live without it.
I do, every night. All right.
So that's some upcoming stuff. And also, I know that you guys are doing something with kind of getting local groups together. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, yes. You know, you guys have had me on to talk about the Read the Bills Act before. A proposal actually require Congress to read the bills that they're voting on. And we realize that the only way we're going to get this passed, because they're going to be totally resistant to this up on Capitol Hill, is overwhelming, mind-numbing, unrelenting pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to deliver it in a lot of different ways. And one way we want to do this is we want to gather, you know, 1,000, 2,000 or more people on Capitol Hill for a single event. We call it the No Legislation Without Representation Conference. And we want to do this in such a way that the media just absolutely cannot ignore it. And 2,000 people would be very difficult for the media to ignore. And if we want to take all those people and go across the street and have a congressional invasion, we want to go into Congress and send people, you know, 2,000 people at this event could be five people per congressional district, going in and talking to the representative and two senators and saying, we want you to introduce, sponsor, support, vote for the Read the Bills Act. And we believe this is going to be an effective way to get attention to the issue and to get make progress in Congress. And the way that we're assembling these five people per congressional district is by having local meetings. We're using the tool of meetup.com, which was the tool that Howard Dean used to move from dark horse to front runner in the Democratic nomination, at least before his meltdown. And so we're using that tool and gathering people up. And I actually am doing what I'm recommending other people do. I have a meetup in my local area. We're meeting Sunday night for a cookout in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And I actually put out a public invitation today on our Downsizer Dispatch list for people to come and join us in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and see just how much fun these little parties are.
I'm coming, and I'm bringing the hot dogs.
No, you're not.
Good.
You live in Sarasota, Florida. But so now these meetings aren't like boring Libertarian Party political meetings, are they? They're not Robert's Rules of Order or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. In fact, we haven't actually actively said so, but we encourage people to ban Robert's Rules of Order.
Excellent.
We want people to come together. We want them to eat. We want them to drink. We want them to talk. We want them to drink some more. We want them to enjoy each other's company. And we take a few minutes out at these meetings to explain what the Read the Bills Act is, explain the plan I just told you about, and ask people whether, A, do you want to go to Washington and participate in this event, or B, you know, maybe you can't go, do you want to help someone pay for someone else's way to be able to make the trip to go in your place?
And there's details
and that's
on this.
That's the whole meeting.
There's details on that at downsizedc.org. I want to bring Glenn on the line in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Jim Babka.
Hey, hi, Jim. Hey, I got a suggestion. That kind of goes along with the Read the Bills Act, and that is a timeout act. In that, once a bill leaves the House Senate Conference Committee and it's going back to the Senate and the House for a final vote, that there be a minimum of a 1 week timeout where the entire text of the final bill is published on the internet for public review. And then a week or two later, then they can finally vote on it after the public has had a chance to review it.
Got it, Glenn. Thanks for the call. Jim, thoughts?
Glenn, in our Read the Bills Act, we actually have that proposal. We have exactly 7-day waiting period with the bill posted on the net after the final reading, before they're allowed to vote on the bill.
Great, and Glenn can go to downsizedc.org to read the actual Read the Bills Act and get all the details on it. And Jim Babka, as always, an excellent pleasure having you on the show. Thanks as always.
The pleasure is all mine.
Have a great day, sir. We'll be back with more Free Talk Live. Coming up, the prudes are on the attack.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first,
until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can visit our map. Go to map.freetalklive.com to add yourself. There's over 1,500 of our listeners now on the freetalklive.com map. It's an international map, so it doesn't matter where you live. You can add a little plot point on there, one of the little digital push pin, as we like to call it, map.freetalklive.com. It's fun, and it's free, like everything else is on our website. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So, I said the prudes were on the attack again. And according to the AP, looks like they're going after the hotel industry.
I know what you're talking about here.
Pornographic movies now seem nearly as pervasive in America's hotel rooms as tiny shampoo bottles. And the lodging industry shows little concern as conservative activists rev up.
Probably because they're making a lot of money on it.
Probably.
I mean, they're like $15 a day to just have that. And that's crazy.
Wait. Is that $15 for 24 hours of porn?
I believe that's the case.
Okay. See, I don't know either.
I've never paid that kind of money for it.
But somebody is.
Somebody is.
A lot of somebody's.
And somebody should be doing it if they feel like doing it.
Well,
their dollars.
They're revving up a protest campaign aimed at triggering a federal crackdown. Coalition of 13 conservative groups, including the Family Research Council and Concerned Women for America, took out full-page ads in editions of the USA Today. I remember when one of the drug policy groups took out a full-page ad. It was the Libertarian Party years ago. That's a $70,000 ad.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive.
And that was 5 years ago. So they took out full-page ads.
They'd probably be better off just sending letters to these hotels.
I don't know. Anyway, earlier this month, they were urging the Justice Department and FBI to investigate whether some of the pay-per-view movies widely available in hotels violate federal and state obscenity laws. You remember we were talking about this obscenity crackdown that the FBI has been involved with?
Yeah.
Saving us all. Shutting down websites, shutting down sites with some hardcore porn, stuff like S&M, beatings, all this. It's just weird, you know, weird porn. They're going after the little niche porn first.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going after hotels. The coalition's also trying to draw attention to their website, Clean Hotels, which is a directory of hotels that pledge to exclude adult offerings from their in-room entertainment service.
That's great.
That is fine. And why is that great, Mark?
Because they're setting things up that people would want. I mean, they're offering a service instead of just trying to muscle people.
Well, the Clean Hotels website is a free market solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way for them to persuade the hotels. If you can persuade a hotel or find a hotel that's already clean or persuade one to go clean, then they get listed on your website. As a result, they get publicity from it, and they get that sort of business, that family business, those families that are concerned about this mm-hmm. sort of thing. But the problem with this is that's not all they're doing. They're also lobbying the government for a crackdown. Though porn is now cheaply and readily accessible on the internet and through many other outlets, the activists chose to target the hotel industry in part because of the well-known brands of corporations that cater to family vacationers as well as business travelers. And I'm betting you it's the business travelers that are the primary subscribers to this hotel porn.
Would seem likely.
There are places that you take your family. These are respectable institutions, says the president of the Family Research Council. Quote, anything that brings porn into the mainstream is a concern. It just desensitizes people. Now, maybe it's just me, but the times I've been in a hotel room and flipped on the television, at least in America, it may be different in Europe, but in America, there's no porn. You have to specially order it. If there's porn, it's going to be scrambled, and there's no way that you're going to be able to see it.
You can't even, it's not even scrambled. You have to go through their menu
right.
thing.
These days it's digital, probably, yeah. So it's not like the kids can just flip on the TV in the hotel room and get access to busty babes.
Conceivably, some 12-year-old boy could get on there, navigate the TV around till he got to the porn, say, I could really care less if my parents found out that I did this,
mm-hmm.
push the button, watch the porn, and, you know...
You don't have to put in a credit card number or anything?
No, it's billed to the room.
Hmm. But precise statistics...
Of course, he's going to be in big trouble shortly.
Precise statistics on in-room adult entertainment are hard to come by. Some estimates, adult movies are available in roughly 40% of the nation's hotels, representing more than 1.5 million hotel rooms. Industry analysts suggest that these adult offerings generate 60 to 80% of total in-room entertainment revenue, several hundred million dollars per year. So they're not going to go away without a fight, hopefully, on this. The recent newspaper ad mentioned no hotel companies by name because of legal concerns, but it did target two major suppliers of the in-room adult movies. The ad accused both companies of distributing hardcore pornography as though they'd be okay with it if it was just a Playboy channel.
Well, who gets to decide what hardcore pornography is?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just a term that somebody tosses around.
So they're distributing hardcore pornography to their hotel clients and provided a link to a list of X-rated movie titles. I mean,
does somebody have to have on a leather face mask for it to be hardcore porn? Is it just showing actual sex in hardcore? I mean, what are we talking about here?
As I understand it, and again, you're right, probably different people have different definitions, but as I understand it, hardcore is they actually show the penetration.
See, and I have a problem with that because that makes it sound so bad. Hardcore porn is so bad. Well, this is just the same thing that most adults do.
It's just a different camera angle, that's all.
Reasonable basis. So, I mean, it's not like you're talking about some of the really weird things that go on in certain bedrooms in the United States. You're talking about just ordinary stuff here.
Right. Yeah. There are a couple of hotel chains that have defended their policies. Kathy Shepard of Hilton and Roger Connor of Marriott said the bulk of their hotels are operated by franchise holders who make their own decisions about in-room programming. They made clear, however, that their companies consider adult movies to be an acceptable option because they can be ignored or blocked out by guests not wishing to view them.
Dear God, can you imagine giving people a choice in your hotel room?
Responsibility? Whoa, we can't have that in America. Really, quote, really ultra-conservative groups try to target the hotels in their zest to eliminate porn, said one of the spokespeople.
Right, and that's really what they want. They just want to eliminate porn entirely.
In their zest to have their personal morals prevail, they're eliminating choice for others.
Mm.
And that's not acceptable, at least in my America. And you can think whatever you want about porn. You can think that it harms women. You can think that it's the most evil, corrupting influence that exists in America. Well, that's fine. You can think that, but you need to leave my private property alone. And as a hotel owner, as a hotel franchisee, it's my property. I'm the one that paid the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not a couple million dollars, to build and franchise that hotel. And I decided that I wanted to make some of my money back by offering some porn to my clients, who obviously are demanding it, with 60 to 80% of total in-room entertainment revenue being provided by the porn channels.
Wow.
Who are obviously demanding it. That's my business. Now, if you want to take your prudish business somewhere else, then that's fine.
You know, I think that that's great. If the American Family Council, what was it?
The American Family Research Council.
Whatever they are.
Concerned Women for America as
those
well.
Folks. You know, if they want to write a letter, do a letter writing campaign, if they want to get the hotel chains to say, you know, no, we're not going to have porn in our rooms, if they want to do whatever they want to do, is fine with me.
Through the market.
Until they start using laws. And that just eliminates choices for people.
Connor said none of the programming.
I mean, it's a minority of people, a small minority of people, deciding what's best for all of us.
Connor said none of the programming offered by Marriott is illegal, and he depicted adult movies as a standard part of today's hotel business, saying, quote, in-room movies are a revenue stream. This is a business matter. The leader of the campaign against the in-room porn is Phil Barres, a self-described former porn addict who has
always the zealots.
Yeah, right. So he was addicted to porn, and now
so now
he,
you can't watch it.
Right. Now he knows best. It's the same thing as the drug war.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Bill Clinton. You've got George W. Bush. So many different politicians have been on drugs in the past, and they kicked it, allegedly. They quit because they came to the realization that it wasn't good for them anymore, whatever their reasoning was.
Good for their political career.
Yeah, good for their political... They came, whatever their reason or their rationale was, they quit. And now, well, they know what's best, and so they don't want to give anybody the opportunity to make the same mistakes they did. And if you do make the same mistake, you're going to prison, buddy!
Not them, but you.
800-259-9231. Do you think that hotel rooms should be forced to ban pornography from their in-room entertainment? 1-800-259-9231. I really want to hear from you if you are anti-porn. Please give me a reason why. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Life!
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Do you think that the federal government should be cracking down on pornography? If so, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We give it all away. In return, we do ask that you go shopping. We've got the Free Talk Live store, and it is now open for your shopping convenience at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts, and more. You'll find it all, store.freetalklive.com. You want to place your order soon, because the pre-order phase is running out. At the end of this month, pre-order phase is going to be done with, which means the pre-order discount is going to be done with. So as you're placing items in your shopping cart, you'll notice that the prices are dropping. Well, that's because you're getting an over 7% discount because you're participating in the pre-order period, which is going on right now at store.freetalklive.com. Now, I want to preface this, or I guess not preface it, but insert in the middle of this discussion that I'm not bringing up this porn issue because I'm some sort of a porn addict and this is a personal issue for me. This is a freedom of speech issue. I don't have any use for porn these days. I've had my share of it in the past. I think most single guys probably have their share of it as well.
I know that some women prefer, like to look at porn, too.
Yep, absolutely. Though it is more of a, I think it's probably more of a male's
male-oriented
thing.
But
it's a freedom of speech issue. It's a property rights issue, especially in this sub-issue with the hotels being under attack by these prudish groups who, look, again, if you want to persuade them to take the porn off their television sets, that's fine. But if you want to use legislation, if you want to ask the FBI to investigate, that's where I'm going to step in and come to their defense.
You know,
because that's a big problem in my book.
And if you think about freedom of the press doesn't just mean the freedom to, you know, put out whatever news you want to put out. It means the freedom to put out whatever opinion you want to put out and put out whatever entertainment you want to put out. I mean, magazines do come off printing presses, right?
Sure.
It's the freedom of the press. They have extended those freedoms to television and radio and broadcast.
Anyway.
And of course,
it's the right to property. It's the right to life, liberty,
the internet
and the pursuit
too.
Of property and the pursuit of happiness. Well, Phil Barres, who's a self-described former porn addict who heads the Cincinnati-based Citizens for Community Values, he feels a little differently. Mr. Barres and his allies have had some success regionally, pressuring about 15 Ohio and Kentucky hotels to stop offering adult movies. But he says a nationwide pressure campaign would be difficult because nearly all of the big hotel chains have similar policies. That is, porn is available at some, but not all of their affiliates. So because this guy can't think of a way to operate a nationwide campaign against porn, he's turning to the FBI. Though unable to cite specific cases, Barres contended the availability of in-room porn is making hotels more dangerous? Quote, as more and more of these hardcore titles become available, we're going to have sexual abuse cases coming out of the hotels.
Sexual abuse cases.
Hotels are just as dangerous as environments around strip joints and porn stores. What? We're going to have sexual abuse cases coming out of the hotels because they're offering porn on the in-room TV sets? What is this guy thinking?
Is that making a heck of a lot of sense to me?
Now, maybe as a former porn addict, maybe the porn got him all riled up and made him want to go out and abuse
people
sexually.
Up or something.
I mean, sexual abuse, that's where you're touching people without their consent.
I've looked at my fair share of porn. I've never considered even doing that.
No, in fact, I would suggest that if you're looking at porn, you're less likely to abuse someone sexually. Because when you're looking at porn, you're likely doing it for self-pleasuring purposes, and once the self-pleasuring process is done, you've had your orgasm, you're spent. I mean, you're done. You turn in for the night, and that's it. There may be some people that go on for all-night-long sessions. I don't know.
Think it has anything to do with anything, really. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't think porn has anything to do with either A, causing people to be more violent or less violent.
Not a factor?
I say no factor.
Well, they seem to think it's going to cause abuse in the hotels. Barres said he was cautiously optimistic that Justice Department officials, whom he and other anti-porn leaders confer with periodically, would seriously consider investigating hotel-based pornography. Justice Department spokesperson said federal authorities are committed to toughening enforcement of obscenity laws, but he declined to comment on specific targets for investigation. You know, people like Mr. Barres, these people that are so-called anti-porn leaders, I think they really have the sickest obsession of all when it comes to pornography.
Well,
these are the guys that spend their lives, spend their days and nights thinking about porn. Now, I don't know what they really do with their free time, but it seems to me that those who are yelling the loudest about this issue as far as wanting to crack down on it are probably the ones that are hiding in the closet with their porn collection.
You know, I wonder if any of them, if they slip up. And people slip up, you know. Drug addicts sometimes use drugs again, and mm-hmm. alcoholics sometimes drink again. And people
it's called a relapse.
Yeah. I wonder what happens if one of these guys has a relapse while he's in his ministry. He's doing his ministry. Does he stop the whole porn crusade because he's now enmeshed?
If he
in
has
it?
A relapse? Heck
yeah.
No.
Heck no. He just continues
he's getting
to
donations.
Be hypocritical about it and
right.
do his thing. Use those donations to buy porn with.
Yeah, there's no reason why. I mean, really, think about it. Put it yourself in the place of him. He's got donations coming in from concerned women of America and those people. He's got donations rolling in to help him with his anti-porn crusade. At the same time, he's spending a fraction of the donations, buying internet porn, renting movies in the hotels. You know, this might be something just for him. Maybe he feels too tempted. Maybe when he checks into a hotel room and he sees the porn on the menu, he just can't resist. And he's got to order it all night long and stay up all night touching himself.
Well, this isn't the guy we're talking about here. This is the hypothetical guy that might have
I'm talking about this guy here. Maybe that's what he does.
Well, maybe.
Maybe he's leading this crusade because he personally can't stand the idea of sleeping somewhere where there might be porn within a moment's reach.
Yeah, God knows I could push a button here and get it.
Let's go to the phones to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I love the show. It's my first time calling in.
What's on your mind?
Well, just in regards to this, I'm just shocked. I mean, maybe I'm just so far in power of free speech, but I just think that the only reason that the government should get involved in something like that if there were, like, kids and animals involved, and beyond that, it's as far as I'm concerned, if it's between consenting adults, anything...
Why animals, just out of curiosity?
That's my own moral judgment.
I agree that it's sick. I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, if I can cut the head off of the pig and eat it, then...
I think it has something to do with the consensuality of it, you know, in that you...
I understand, but do you think that pig consents to being butchered and eaten?
Well,
I'm just asking questions here. Just asking some questions.
Valid questions, absolutely.
I got it. I hate to operate on the gut feeling. I'd rather go more with logic and something that can be, you know, minimally legislated. But
well, now also, do you really want your government spending its time and money going after animal pornographers? I mean, can't we just ostracize these people? Isn't that more effective anyway? I mean, I don't want to pay $50,000 a year to keep somebody in a federal prison because he was boinking his pig.
You know what? I hadn't considered that. That's probably a good point.
There you go, John. Anything else on your mind?
Well, plenty, but I'll just be listening.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to add something to this lovely porn debate. It's, you know, I think what people don't also realize is that Concerned Women for America, all these groups are part of that Republican coalition that's governing our country right now, and that same coalition takes a lot of money from telecom companies that are openly putting this porn in hotel rooms. So they seem to have no problem backing candidates that are taking porn money at the same time rallying against porn. I think there's some hypocrisy there.
Yeah, and I guess that the donations, the campaign donations that are coming from the corporate level, not from the franchisees. Because if I was a franchisee, I sure as heck wouldn't be donating to people that were attacking me.
Right. It's absolutely absurd. And you know, I think the Fox Network is a wonderful example of this. They donate to the Republican Party, put on these Concerned Women for America and people like Bill O'Reilly, and at the same time they're putting on shows on their broadcast network called Married by America, which has strippers covered in whipped cream.
Wow.
And they're putting this on in prime time.
Yeah, and Fox has always been sort of known for the more risque programming, I guess.
And yet they also are pumping in the budget for Concerned Women for America. So Concerned Women for America and all these anti-porn groups are really serious about their so-called mission. Wouldn't they be rejecting money from places like Fox?
That's an excellent question, and I'm not a member, so I can't answer it.
It's interesting how they just stir the Americans up, and I swear it's just to distract people from the growth of government.
You think so?
It seems like it.
I don't think that's what they're thinking. That may be the result of what happens.
Well, what about Fox? I mean, what are they doing putting this stuff on the air in one place and then saying it shouldn't be on the air in another?
Nick, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. On the way. We had somebody claim, I think it was last night, it's certainly been claimed in the past, that the reason why Rome fell was because of illegal immigration. Well, Mark, you got an email from someone that's going to explain the true story behind why Rome fell. And it's not the immigrants. At least as I understand it. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.